Welcome to Scripture Ventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today, we are continuing our Gridiron and Grace series. Last week, we talked about traditions that last. And today, we're tackling another big theme that runs deep in both football and faith: loyalty. If you're a Texan, then you know loyalty is serious business. College rivalries split families right down the middle. I mean, we have Longhorns, Aggies, Bears, Red Raiders, and don't even get me started on those Dallas Cowboys fans who are still loyal after all those years of heartbreak. And maybe this is true for people outside of the Lone Star State too. Loyalty shows up in the stands, in the locker room, and on the field. But the Bible shows us what true God-honoring loyalty looks like. And I can't think of a better story to teach on this type of loyalty than the story of Ruth. From the opening chapter, we find her declaring her loyalty to her mother-in-law Naomi, to Naomi's people, and most importantly, to Naomi's God, the one true king. Listen to her words in verses 16 and 17. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." Y'all, this is the epitome of loyalty. She puts her loyalty to the test and says not even death should separate them, because if it does, then may the Lord himself deal with her. The Bible doesn't mention Ruth's age, but based on the custom of her time, we can assume she was still fairly young when she made this vow, especially when you look at the dialogue that took place between her and Naomi. Can you think of a time when you've been this loyal to someone or something? And then maybe ask yourself, was it godly loyalty or was it motivated by something else? You see, Ruth wasn't interested in convenience. No, sister, this was covenant loyalty, rooted in love and faithfulness at all cost. Her story helps us better understand the truth in Proverbs 17:17. Scripture says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." In other words, fair weather friendships don't stand the test of time. True loyalty is tested in hardship, not just when things are easy. A friend who is faithful through both good and hard times, that is a loyal friend. And of course, Jesus models the ultimate loyalty. In John 15, verses 13 through 15, he tells the disciples this: "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Friend, truly I tell you, we have a friend in Jesus, and a loyal one at that. His loyalty cost him his life, and our loyalty to him is the foundation of Christian faith. In football, loyalty looks like staying committed to your team even through those losing seasons. It's standing by your coach and teammates when the scoreboard isn't in your favor. In the same way, spiritual loyalty means standing firm in your commitment to God and to the people he's placed in your life. Ruth showed us that kind of loyalty, faithful love that went beyond her own comfort. And Proverbs remind us that real friends stick closer than brothers. And of course, Jesus himself laid down his life as the ultimate act of loyalty to us. God calls us to be people who can be counted on. People who don't just cheer when life is good, but who stay faithful in the hard times too. So as we close, consider these reflection questions. Where in your life are you being called to deeper loyalty? To God, to family, to your community. How do you respond when loyalty costs you something? And what does it look like for you to reflect the loyal love of Christ in your daily life? And hey, if you're up for a challenge, ask God to show you one area where He wants to grow your loyalty this week, whether it's in your faithfulness to Him, your commitment to a loved one, or your consistency in serving others. Football loyalty is about standing with your team through thick and thin, but the kind of loyalty God calls us to has eternal weight. Let's be people whose love and loyalty reflect Christ Himself. Remember to keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasures. And I hope you'll join me next week as we talk about teamwork, because no one wins the walk of faith alone.